Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a DJ-friendly break roll in Ableton Live 12 that feels proper jungle, proper old-school drum and bass, and not just like a random drum fill. The goal is movement, tension, and energy, but with enough structure that it loops cleanly and still makes sense in a full arrangement. If you're new to this, don't worry. We're going to keep it beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton tools wherever possible. By the end, you'll understand how to chop a break, make it roll, humanize it, and arrange it in a way that works for DJs, producers, and dance floor energy. First, set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle feel, 170 to 172 is a really solid starting point. Then create a MIDI track and load up drum rack. We're going to use a break sample, and there are a couple of ways to do this. You can drop the full break into Simpler, or drag it into a drum rack pad and slice it from there. If you already have a favorite break, use that. If not, pick something with strong kick and snare hits and enough hat movement to give the groove some character. The classic breaks are classic for a reason. They already have that dusty, lively, chopped energy we want. Now, before we start programming anything, we need to make sure the break is locked to the grid correctly. If it's audio, open the clip and turn warp on. For drum breaks, beats mode is usually the move. You can preserve transients at around 1/16 or 1/8 depending on the break. The big idea here is to keep the original personality, but make sure it sits in time. Don't overclean it. Part of the jungle vibe is that slightly rough, alive quality. Next, let's slice the break so we can play it like a drum kit. For beginners, the easiest path is to right-click the sample and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice it by transients if the break has clear hits, or use 1/16 if it's already nicely aligned. Ableton will create a drum rack with each slice mapped to a pad, and now you've got a playable break kit. That means you can treat the kick, snare, hats, and little ghost hits like separate musical ingredients. Now we're building the core one-bar break roll. Start simple. Old-school jungle rolls are not just about speed, they're about contrast and forward motion. A strong snare on 2 and 4 gives the listener a backbone to lock onto. Then you add little ghost notes before the snare, small hat bursts, and extra chopped fragments toward the end of the bar. That's where the roll really starts to feel like it's pulling into the next phrase. Think in 16th notes for your first pass. Put a kick or low break slice on beat 1, maybe a quiet ghost hit just after it, then your main snare on beat 2. Add a little extra movement after that with a short hat or chopped snare fragment. Repeat the idea around beat 3 and beat 4, then use the last half beat or quarter beat to build a small rush into the next bar. The exact pattern doesn't matter as much as the energy curve. We want the groove to feel like it's moving forward and breathing at the same time. Velocity is huge here. This is one of the main things that makes a break roll feel human instead of robotic. Keep your main snare hits strong, somewhere around 110 to 127. Ghost notes should be much quieter, maybe 20 to 70. Hat slices can live in the middle. And if you have an accent hit near the end of the roll, give it enough velocity to lead the ear into the next phrase. A good rule is this: if every hit is equally loud, the pattern sounds flat. If the hits have shape, the roll starts to feel alive. Now let's actually create the roll effect. The roll happens when the note spacing gets tighter over time. So in the MIDI clip, start with a groove that leaves space, then increase the density in the last half bar or quarter bar. You might go from 1/8 notes to 1/16 notes, and then maybe a tiny burst of 1/32 notes right at the end. That rapid acceleration creates tension without needing to change the tempo. A nice way to think about it is first half groove, second quarter more activity, final eighth a fast push into the next section. This works especially well if you're using chop snares, little kick fragments, or short break slices. And remember, tiny gaps matter. Leave little bits of air between hits so the break can breathe. If everything is packed too tightly, it starts sounding like a machine gun instead of a broken, funky drum performance. Now let's make this DJ-friendly. A break roll shouldn't just be a fill dropped into nowhere. It should help define phrases. In club music, especially jungle and DNB, phrase structure matters a lot. Think in 4-bar, 8-bar, and 16-bar chunks. A really useful approach is to build an 8-bar section like this. The first 2 bars are sparse and establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 add more ghost notes and hats. Bars 5 and 6 increase the density. And bars 7 and 8 go full roll with tension and a clean landing point. That kind of structure is great because DJs can read it. The energy rises in a way that feels intentional, and when the drop arrives, It feels earned. This is one of those little production skills that makes a track feel more professional fast. You're not just stacking sounds, you're guiding the listener. To keep it feeling old school and human, open the groove pool and try a light swing. A subtle MPC-style groove or a lightly swung 16th can do a lot. Don't overdo it. A little timing variation and a little random velocity can add life, but the downbeat still needs to hit with authority. If the swing gets too heavy, the break can lose its punch. Now let's shape the sound. A good starting chain is EQ8, saturator, compressor, and maybe drum bus if needed. With EQ8, remove unnecessary low rumble below around 30 to 40 Hz. If the break is too harsh, you can gently reduce some of the 3 to 6 kHz area. The goal is not to sterilize it. The goal is to make room for the bass line and keep the mix under control. After that, use saturator to add some grit. A few dB of drive, with soft clip enabled, can make the break feel thicker and more confident. Then use a compressor lightly, just to glue the hits together. You're not trying to squash the life out of it. You're just giving it some cohesion. If the break feels too soft, drum bus can help bring out the transients and add a little punch. And if you need stereo control, utility is there to keep the low end centered and the overall image tight. If you want extra vibe, add subtle reverb or a tiny delay throw. Keep it short and tasteful. Jungle drums usually don't need big lush reverb everywhere. They need pressure, space, and attitude. Now let's make the build more interesting with filtering. Auto filter is perfect for this. Start with the filter slightly closed and slowly open it over 4 or 8 bars. That movement gives the roll a sense of arriving somewhere. You can also do the opposite for breakdown if you want to pull energy away. A really effective move is to automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, and maybe the bit of reverb send at the same time. That kind of combined automation sounds much more musical than just turning the volume up. Variation is everything. Don't loop the exact same bar for 16 bars and expect it to keep working. Every 2 or 4 bars, change something small. Add one more ghost note. Remove a hat. Swap a snare fragment. Reverse a tiny slice. Automate a filter movement. Add a reverb tail on the last hit. Those tiny changes keep the listener engaged and stop the groove from going stale. Here's a really useful production mindset. Think in phrases, not just bars. Ask yourself what changes at bar 4 and what changes at bar 8. If you always know where the energy shift happens, your drums will sound more musical and much more DJ-ready. Also, keep the kick's job simple. The kick should support the roll, not fight it. If the rhythm starts feeling crowded, reduce kick activity before you start cutting away snares and ghost notes. Usually, the snare and chopped break fragments are the real stars of this style. When you're arranging this with bass, make room for it. A jungle break roll sounds much better if the bass line thins out a bit during the build, or if you use a filtered bass layer until the drop lands. That creates a classic call and response effect. The drums rise, the bass waits, then the full groove smashes in on the downbeat. That's the good stuff. If your break starts getting heavy on CPU or you want to commit to the sound, freeze or flatten the track, or resample it to audio. That can actually be a creative advantage. Once it's audio, you can rechop it, reverse pieces, trim the timing, or warp it in new ways. A lot of the best old-school style results come from resampling your own work and chopping that again. Let's talk about a few common mistakes so you can avoid them. First, don't make the roll too busy too quickly. If you go straight to frantic 30-second note chaos, there's nowhere left for the energy to go. Second, don't ignore velocity. Uniform note levels make everything sound flat. Third, don't overprocess the break. Too much compression or saturation can kill the raw jungle feel. Fourth, don't forget phrase structure. A great fill with no arrangement logic is still just a fill. And finally, make sure the low end stays clear enough for the bass line. If you want to push the sound darker and heavier, try adding subtle clipping, a parallel dirty chain, or a tiny bit of pitch variation on select slices. Small reversed hits before the snare can add a lot of tension. And if you want more attitude without more volume, layer a clean transient or a subtle noise texture under the break. Here's a practical practice exercise. Pick one break, slice it into a drum rack, and build a one bar groove with two main snare hits, a few ghost notes, one or two kick fragments, and a short hat burst. Duplicate that across 8 bars, then make each 2-bar section a little more intense. Add EQ8, saturator, and auto filter. Then render it to audio and try reversing the last hit or adding a reverb throw. That's a great way to hear how much impact small changes can make. So to recap, start with a solid break, slice it cleanly, build a 1-bar groove, increase note density to create the roll, use velocity and timing to humanize it, Shape the sound with stock Ableton devices and arrange it in clear 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar phrases. Keep room for the bass line and make sure the energy rises in a way that feels intentional. Remember this, a great DNB break roll is not just fast, it's structured energy. That's what makes it hit like jungle, and that's what makes it DJ friendly. If you want, next I can turn this into a shorter lesson script, a more hype voiceover version, or a step-by-step on-screen teaching script with timing cues.